May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. As we gather today to celebrate the Feast of the Epiphany a day early, there are several things that I just want to mention. One is if you look at our reading from the Gospel according to Matthew, you do realize that nowhere does it say that there were three kings. There were three gifts, but we don't know how many kings or wise men there were. In fact, they're not referred to as kings here in Matthew. They are wise men. We don't know if there were three wise men, two wise men carrying three gifts, one wise man carrying three gifts, five wise men carrying three gifts, some may be duplicates. We just simply don't know. But the point of the story is that even at that time, as Jesus was a baby, there were people seeking something. There were people seeking something that was different, something that was unlike what the world wanted us to look for, unlike the king in royal robes, but a king who would be a servant. And they saw a sign in the sky, and they decided that they would follow. And they would seek and they would search until they found what God had promised. Now, I have to say that growing up, I've always enjoyed this sort of visual part of the story. You get these kings, you get camel music, you get all sorts of stuff. But really, when I think about the Feast of the Epiphany, when I think about the three wise men coming to Jesus, the first time it really sort of made sense to me was when I was a child and we happened to be watching Amahl and the Night Visitors on Hallmark Hall of Fame, I believe it was. And the power of that story really brought home what the message of Epiphany is all about. This crippled shepherd boy meets the wise men. And they take the time and make the time to tell the story. To say that they had seen a star, and that star promised a king greater than any king, but a king unlike any king. And that's what they were looking for. And it all just seemed so unbelievable, especially to a guy who could tell some pretty unbelievable stories along the way. When he told his mother, "There's a huge star outside, as big as a window," she knew that he was lying. But it was true. And when there was a knock at the door that night, and he comes back to his mother and says, "There are these three kings standing at the door," she rolls her eyes and says, "Amahl, not again." But then she finds out, when she opens the door, that they're there. And as he shares the story, as the story is shared with him, he decides that he wants to go as well. That if this is so wonderful, so unbelievable, that these three extraordinary people are looking for it, I want to be a part. But he has nothing to offer. They have gold, they have frankincense, they have myrrh. "What do I have to offer?" says Amahl. And he hands them the cane, at which point he can walk. To me, that's the lesson. That it's in giving It's in giving of what we have, of giving that which gives us the most support, and handing that over, that real wholeness takes place. It's just a story, it's just an opera, but the meaning of it for this season is so powerful. That these three wise men on their journey told people what to look for. And they brought people with them. And I have no doubt that when they showed up there in the presence of Jesus, they were not by themselves. They brought people all along the way who were looking for the same thing. As we celebrate this season of Epiphany, as we celebrate the fact that we have been engrafted into the body of Christ, let us do the same thing. Let us continue to tell the story in ways that move people to want to be with us. Want to be with us as we journey towards the presence of Christ Himself. Can you imagine what it was like to hand over that which supports you, only to be healed? God is calling us to hand over all so that true wholeness can take place. And let us share our story as we go on that journey, as we get closer and closer to the presence of Christ Himself, and as we do, bring others with us. Amen. Let us now stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.